Good morning, this is Larry, Larry Ching.
Hi Larry, good morning.
Oh, it's really pouring down outside our meeting room, rain.
Yeah, we heard that you get rain up north. We're just cloudy and a little drizzly, but not getting much rain, but I heard it was coming to the north of us. And I guess there's another storm on the way that may impact us a little bit later in the week.
Yeah.
Chris, you saw that Excel file from Larry,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Was it
the
useful?
Counts.
Yeah, that was fine.
That was pretty good, right?
The next time we send it, we'll probably, hopefully we'll resolve some of the... We'll try and do some editing before we send it, the kind of accounts that are just... test accounts and that kind of stuff, or exclude those, and maybe we'll resolve the email addresses that are not FHDA email addresses.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way we can filter too, right?
Yeah.
Anything missing at theenza.edu or at FHDA.edu.
Yeah.
We know those.
We're going to combine this meeting with another meeting with somebody on campus.
Oh, I see.
But then they changed the meeting as we're driving up. So that's so much of a cost savings after all.
So you were already halfway.
Yeah, so
that
didn't
help.
This reminds you of growing up in Hawaii.
That's
the kind of rain you get.
I live in Florida, you shouldn't. That's real rain.
Yeah.
Real rain.
Oh, Michael. So you're getting ready for the users conference?
Yeah, we're very much on that track of getting ready. Unfortunately, I don't have that much that I need to do other than try to get people to attend. I'm not speaking or participating in any other way than just attending. So I don't have that much pressure on me this year, but. Other people certainly do, and we're in the final weeks of getting ready for it. So
yeah.
We're excited. So, I think it's going to be probably the most well attended one, that we're ahead of last year's registration rate. So it should be fun.
Well, I think the kind of position you're at on the update, people. You may not be doing any presentations, but you get a lot of conversations on the side.
Yeah, that's what they asked me to focus on. So it'll give me more time to be able to, meet and greet and talk to people and make sure that we understand what people's interests and desires are for the product going forward. So yeah, that's my focus. Right. You hit the nail on the head.
Going to the OU conference?
Yep, we'll be there.
We registered early.
Have you registered already? I don't see a registration list. I know we're
so yep, no, we've registered. We've got our hotel reservations, plane tickets, everything. We're ready to go.
There's no more.
We just need to make sure we're on the Omni Update bar tab. So if you can send me that, we'll be set.
Well, the event this year is supposed to be pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's at a very cool place off, you know, away from the hotel, but it should be a lot of fun. I've heard some cool things about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We're still waiting for Chen. He's soon he'll join us. He's on another conference, I guess, on the phone.
Busy man.
Meeting, she was saying that our technical resources would be there at the conference. So
that's what I thought.
It kind of approved. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I choose not to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Close it. They shouldn't even contact you, really. So
yeah, a little confused.
Just it, cancel it, delete it, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Was the other room almost finished?
Well, it was real close to finishing, and then someone told me that open the wall up again because they
didn't hearing something
like it. Don't know when it's
happening. Well, you will spend most of the time today just listening because I lose my voice.
Oh,
we kind of catch a few bugs during the weekend. So my voice sounds very bad. So, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jen. How are you doing?
Well, you can see my voice changed, so just keep everything at the same place, but make sure everybody on the same page. I think last week we discussed that, Michael, you guys going to pedal fast at the end of the month, you guys going to finish all that transporter thing, and we'll start do the data transfer in February, right? Early February. So that's the first thing I got from the last week's meeting minutes. During last week, I think you also sent an email to encourage everybody to participate in the OU conference. So I think it duly noted. I think we're going to have people to attend that. And there's also a technical seminar or something like
Training Tuesday, they call it.
Yeah. Training, yeah.
Webinar.
Webinar, right. So I just want to make sure everybody is aware of that. Other than that, I'm just going to leave that to Hassan and everybody else here. I'm just kind of safe on my breath.
Also a new upgrade also, Michael.
That's a new upgrade. Thank you.
Also coming in.
Yeah, 10.4 is scheduled to be released I think the date that I had heard was February 4th. Micah's on the line as well. Micah, is that a good date for you? Do you know? Okay, so that would be for our SaaS clients. And then, of course, you can schedule, you know, when you want that upgrade to happen. As Micah said last week, you know, a couple days after that, we can schedule the upgrade for the enterprise server.
Okay, all right.
So as far as the transport go, it still looks okay to you for the end of this month?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I'll reach out to the director of web development again and just get a confirmation. But I haven't heard anything to the contrary. Things are still on schedule as far as you know, doing the upgrade to version 10.4. And my understanding is that you know, people working on the transport, you know, soon. You know, I mean, I'm sure that the development work will be completed for 10.4 prior to the release. You know. Prior to the release date, so they'll be able to start working on it. My understanding was, you know, hopefully this week.
Mm-hmm. So it is also our understanding that the transporter will not run unless we apply the 10.4 patch. Is that correct?
We want to be able to do them yeah, sequentially. I think we want to do 10.4 first and then run the transporter.
Okay. So the earliest day we can run the transporter is after February 4th. Mm-hmm. Is that fair assessment? Because February 4th is the day you're going to release the
version
10.4.
Yeah. A few days after that for us.
Yeah. I would say you would want to, I'm looking at the calendar, it's Thursday, so if that's the day to hit, then you'd want to give at least 2 business days, and Friday is the 5th, and February 8th would be a Monday after, which would be probably the best target date. We certainly know by the 8th, if anything had come up that was a, you know, large service affected.
So February 8th, you will know the exact day when we can run the data port from SaaS to enterprise.
Correct. Yeah, that would be the date that we'd be able to run it.
Okay.
The transporter is ready, and then in other words, we'd be able to run your update, and then it's possible. You know, I don't know if you want to schedule the update, but we could run the transporter the same day. Given that I think previously it didn't happen in the evenings, that probably would not work because the transport takes quite a while, and we need the team to be present here to be able to run it, so we probably want to run it the next day or the day after. Mm-hmm.
So February 8th is...
You're having a hard time hearing my car coming through okay for you.
Yeah.
He's broken up a bit.
Yeah.
What I heard from Micah is he's mentioning about February 8th we'll be able to run the data port from SaaS to enterprise, and I think he mentioned he preferred to run in the evening. It's going to take a long time. Is that?
Well, sort of. I don't think you guys can hear me okay. The February 8th would be the day you would run the update to 10.4, mm-hmm. And then that day or the day after, or really any point after, is when you would want to run the transport.
Yeah.
Which is the process of transferring the data.
So you talk about February 8th, we'll be able to run the 10.4 update, mm-hmm. And shortly after we run the data transport through your new transporter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, you just need to be in 10.4, and what I was saying earlier was if you follow the previous updates you've had, that usually run in the evening, we would do them, you probably want to transport the next day or the day after, mm-hmm. Because we need people to be present to do QA on the transport process, and we can't do that overnight.
Okay, so we have to settle. Does ETS think that if they upgrade, if you folks upgrade to 10.4 on Monday, how long do you want to actually check out the upgrade to make sure you're comfortable that it's...
Well, if they do it on the night of Monday, should give it at least a day for in case any users find anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before we move ahead.
So maybe Wednesday at the earliest set for the transporter?
Yeah. I'll probably think about Thursday, Friday, if we pass one day then.
Mm. Maybe Thursday, that Friday's a holiday, I think.
Friday's a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. For a holiday. Mm. We can.
So, but we...
And the next Monday, right?
Friday and Monday.
Yeah, Friday and Monday. Yeah. So maybe yeah. that the Tuesday of the
Tuesday
16th.
The 16th. It's just getting pushed.
Yes.
Well, you have to face it that some people may be taken off, disappearing. So, yeah.
Michael, if the transporter fails, will that affect the ESM at all? Michael,
my question was if the transporter fails. Would
yes, I'm saying if there's a problem during the transfer of data, will that affect the ESM?
The server, the ESL server, should be fine. It would just mean the transport was incomplete and you couldn't use. The account in the ESL server, you would still need to use the transport on the SAS server, but you wouldn't lose data, and you could continue to use the SAS server until the trade.
Do you have that? Are you working that Friday and Monday as well, or do you have a holiday?
We traded President's Day for Veterans Day, so we're
okay.
We're not. We have nothing in February, March, April. Or most of May, for that matter.
I think all
vacation days are suspended, so we don't. It's just a coincidence, but we don't have President's Day off this year.
So basically, you guys can do this transporter with. I'm putting this out with minimum supervision from the college in ETS. You guys just go to transport.
As far as SAS, yeah.
Yeah, we
yeah,
just...
I actually think it would probably be a good day to do it, when you guys are not there.
Mm-hmm.
No activity. And yeah, so I think that does that work for you, Micah?
Which day we're committed to?
It sounds like that they have Friday and Monday off on that week, so is that correct?
Just the
right.
Friday and the Monday.
Yeah, the 12th and the 15th, we have off.
So either one of those days for the transport.
So, for example, scheduling the ESL upgrade on the Friday and then the transport on the Monday, is that what we're thinking? I don't understand how to use it.
No, I think we could do the upgrade, the week of, the earlier that week, and then give them a day with the upgrade, and then do the transport.
February 12th or 15th. Both days, one of the day we got to shut down the system for move.
Okay.
So the VN and the banner is not going to be able.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. 12, the power shut down two on the campus. Mm. That day. We should be on generator, but.
I think one of the day I need to get on Sharon's calendar here is either they haven't given us a day.
Right.
They want to shut down the system February 12th for physical move within the data center,
mm-hmm.
or February 13th. I think the shutdown is about 4 hours. They just move the equipment to another place and then power up. So it shouldn't take that long. It's not going to be whole day's outage. But during that period of time, we just don't have a system. So just be aware.
So,
we don't know which day. It may be Friday, it may be Saturday.
So maybe better to schedule this on the Monday.
The Monday,
the
16th?
15th. We are still out on a holiday.
So do the upgrade on the 8th and then the transporter on the 15th.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Did you hear the discussion here, Micah? We're going to do the upgrade on the February 8th and transporter on the February 15th, Monday, which is
not,
a holiday.
It's not some peak time when faculty update their websites or anything like that, right?
No, I don't think so.
First 2 weeks.
That worked?
Okay. So that's the plan.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Larry, Alex?
Micah. There was one outstanding issue on CAS and importing a list, and I had to answer back from our implementation team. There is an API function to it that allows you to do the import. I think you guys are aware of that, and it has fields for the CAS information, so it should be fine to use that.
What was the end of that? They have, you have fields for the CAS information?
The CAS import does, sorry, the user import and the API allows you to use to specify CAS fields.
Okay. Okay.
All right, sounds good.
So, Micah, when would you want to run that? After the upgrade, or you want to try it now, or?
If you could provide a list to us ahead of time now, or any time between,
yeah.
We can have our implementations attempt to run the import and make sure the file format is correct, and then we would probably want to run it after the transport to your ESL to create those users.
Okay.
So we can, yeah. So Chris will send it to you, the list.
Great.
You can give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all what I have. Any other questions, concerns? So. All right, so I think that's our plan then. So that's February 8th for the upgrade, and the transporter on the February 15th. And Chris will email you the account list today. And then hopefully we'll meet again next week, just for a brief meeting, see how things are progressing. So thank you very much for joining us this morning, Micah and Michael.
Yes,
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
So, the weather's like this next week, you might just phone in.
Fine.
We just join it from there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
What? Unless you're like Hassan and you love the rain.
Yes.
I know. Oh,
yeah. Oh, it's good.
I'll take it.
I will update the functional spec. I just had
okay.
Didn't get around to it. But I guess it's always new information for the week. If we use that excuse every week.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Thank
you.
Hold this down.